Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
I think we played the promo so everybody remembers who this guy is. It feels like he's been gone for years now. No, not really. But we do have Mr. John Decker on our WHBC Newsline, our White House correspondent for Great Television. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Pam. I hope you had a great new year, great holiday, and a good start to 2022. Hard to believe it's 2022 already.
I know. It is hard to believe. Yes, we've had a wonderful new year and look forward to, you know, an even better 2022 as we try to make our way through this pandemic and everything that's been happening. Boy, oh boy, it's just been kind of crazy. I hope you had a good holiday, too.
I did. And, you know, I don't know if you're getting hit by the winter storm that we are today. We're probably going to get 7 or 8 inches here in Washington, D.C. It's a rare treat. We rarely get this much snow. I know it's not that unusual for you, but just hunkering down and waiting for the storm to pass. And that's a good way to welcome in the new year, I think.
Yeah. See, we haven't had any snow yet. And
how about that, really?
Yeah, it's weird. And I would love to have that snow, but unfortunately, everybody else is out there going, no, no.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let's talk about some of the things on the agenda. First of all, I brought up the pandemic. So we did find out yesterday that the defense secretary has tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, we're talking about Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin, who runs the Defense Department, is the defense secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. The Pentagon, in releasing the statement, was very clear to mention that Secretary Austin has not been in close contact with the president or the vice president since late December, December 21st, actually. So fortunately for the president and for the vice president, they are in the clear. But the symptoms that he's had are the cold-like symptoms that people typically have when they've been fully vaccinated and gotten the booster, and that's the case with Secretary Austin.
Okay, because we have said here, it just seems that it's everywhere. Everywhere we turn, somebody is testing positive. So, and as part of the pandemic coverage and help, the monthly child tax credit payments, those came to an end.
That's right. Many families took advantage of that. How many? 30 million households across the country took advantage of those payments. Unless there is some action over the course of the next 2 weeks or so, the January payment will not happen, and henceforth neither will other of those payments occur. So families dealing without that cushion that they had essentially over the course of the past 6 months, the White House and Democrats really trying in the latter weeks of the year to try to extend that, but unable to do so. And we'll see if they're able to do that as sort of the first matter of business, first course of action in this new year once they come back from their recess.
And then, of course, one thing that we'll be hearing a lot about over the next several months, the January 6th committee, this week, the anniversary, the one-year anniversary. We're going to start seeing maybe some live televised public hearings. Is that right?
That's what we heard from the chair of that committee. That is Benny Thompson. He's a Democrat from Mississippi. We also heard from the vice chair over the weekend. That's Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming. And they are promising public hearings. You know, there's only been one public hearing as it relates to this committee. You may recall that hearing, all the networks carried it live. Maybe you carried it live in terms of the audio. But that's when those police officers testified in terms of the Capitol police officers, what they went through on January 6th of 2021. You mentioned the anniversary. That's on Thursday of this week. And we know that President Biden will make some remarks down at the Capitol on Thursday. So we'll certainly follow that as the week progresses.
All right. Well, we will stay in touch, John. Glad to have you back on, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
I look forward to it. Have a great day, Pam. Bye-bye.